Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Readings New Jersey with your host, Jessica Sisko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Jessica Sisko. I'm a psychic medium. I can be found at my website at www.spiritualreadingsnj.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. And today, I'm going to take some calls. So, can we have the first caller?
Oh, okay, Jessica. You have four callers currently in your queue, and your first caller is 708. 708, you are on the air.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you today?
My question was, I'm currently working, so I was wondering if you see any positive outcome for me in terms of finding a job.
I do feel that it has been a little bit stressful and a little bit difficult for you to find a job, but I really do feel that there is a strong possibility. There is one out there for you.
Okay. Can you win?
I feel like it's something that you haven't applied for yet, and it's something that I feel that will be more financially secure and more long-term than you've had. And I feel like within the next couple of weeks, I definitely feel something coming in for you.
I went on an interview with this one particular job a few weeks ago, so you don't see that.
I feel like they wanted to, even though they were looking to hire, I feel like there is definitely a better opportunity out there for you, and it will be more in alignment with what you want and more satisfying in the long run.
Okay, so you said like a few more weeks, like in October, the job coming and me applying for it?
Yes, by then. So I would say keep applying and keep an open mind instead of just settling on one particular opportunity that looks good.
Okay. And I'm trying to get into a jury consultant. Do you see that picking up for me?
Into what?
Being a jury consultant, like selling jury.
Oh, yes. I definitely feel like that is a positive opportunity for you, because you definitely, I do feel your willingness to help people and to get justice for them, and that's always been an important value for you, I feel. Would you say that?
Yes, definitely.
So I definitely feel that this is a good opportunity for you, and it's definitely something that will be a good experience, not only for you to learn about the job, but maybe other people can learn from you as well.
Okay. Because I'm currently, like I said, I'm unemployed, so, and I'm getting unemployment, so I just wanted to make sure that, you know, because I have a job before my, you know, benefits run out. So I'm just trying to make sure that I have a job.
Yeah.
And you're saying the one in October would be good?
Yes.
So you don't see me struggling?
No, I feel that there was a struggle as far as that stress of when am I going to find a job, when am I going to find something to help me with my finances, but I feel that is going to come to an end as opportunities open up for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and good luck.
All right.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is 813. 813, you are on the air.
Hi, Jessica. My name is Nicole.
Hi.
Hi. And my question is to you is I'm going to Florida on the 24th. My husband lives in Florida, and I want to know if my vacation in Florida is going to go okay and everything's going to work out for me, and I'm hoping he'll come back home to Indiana with me. Do you see that happening for me, and is my vacation going to work out good, or is there going to be complications in my vacation going to Florida?
I feel like this is a well-deserved and long-time needed vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like things are definitely going to go smoothly. I feel that there will be a lot of time for relaxation, which it feels like you definitely need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that it will definitely be not only relaxing, but fun as well.
Okay.
And I do feel that your husband will come back in his own time. And I feel like this trip is a chance for you to reconnect with him and just be together.
Okay. That's good. I mean, he's not coming back with me, because that's what I was hoping, like, this time around. Like, I was hoping he'll, like, I was going to talk to him, see if he wanted to come back with me to Indiana, because right now we're so far apart.
There is a possibility of that. because I definitely do see reconnecting with him and talking with him.
Mm-hmm.
But whether he wants to come back, it's really up to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is 480-480. You're on the air.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Quick question for you. I've been hired for a position, and it opens up anywhere from about 4 to 6 weeks. And today I just interviewed for what I thought was one position, but it turns out it could be three positions with the same company. And I just wanted to get an idea of which one seems the best position, like one or two.
I feel they both feel pretty strong, but I feel like the second one is really, it's more in alignment with what you would want to do. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, one's independent, kind of owned, and the other one's kind of a big company.
Yes, I definitely feel that the second opportunity is, it feels a lot more positive. But saying that, that doesn't mean that you should close the door on the first opportunity, because you never know.
Right, right. And with this industry, I would have the opportunity probably to do both.
Yes, because I'm definitely hearing keep the door open.
Yeah. And I think the second position would be a much sooner hire, and then I could almost kind of the tires before the other one's ready to open.
Yeah, and then transition into that one. Yeah.
Because there's definitely perks with the second one.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, Jessica, you have three callers in your queue right now. The next caller is 253-253 on the air.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Thank you for the inspiring reading so far. It's been fun to listen to your show. My name is Maureen.
Oh, thank you.
I would love to hear any insights you might have about my daughter who's on a job search. It seems to be the theme today in the show. And will she have a job soon, do you think? A good job soon. She is trying so hard and putting it out there in so many places.
I feel like she'll be okay. I do feel like she kind of takes after you that way, in that she's very ambitious. So
I definitely
feel that she will find something. And I feel that something that you can do is just keep encouraging her, because it does take a while to find a job. It doesn't always happen on the first, second, or even third try.
Jessica?
We're at number 35. We're at number 35.
Oh.
I know.
Wow.
She's definitely a trooper.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But I think she's, my sense is she's very close now.
Yes. I do feel that she is very close. And also, if this is job number 35 and she doesn't feel like she's getting anywhere in one industry or applying to one type of company, maybe it's time to switch gears a little bit.
Yes, and that's what she's doing exactly. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, Jessica, you have two callers in the queue. Your next caller is 609, and after that will be 856. So 609, you are on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Susan.
Hi.
Hi there. This is my first time calling your show. So I was just looking for some encouragement. Been having a rough time. Been having some rough times with some medications that I'm on. I've been dealing with metastatic breast cancer for several years now. And I'm sorry. I don't know exactly what to ask, but if you can maybe pick up anything.
I do feel that, I definitely do feel that you've been struggling not only physically but emotionally as well.
Yes.
And what I would say is get all the support around you right now that you can, not only as far as healthcare practitioners, but family, friends, whoever, and also continue to follow the recommendations of your healthcare practitioner and take care of your body, because it's not only the side effects of the medication that's affecting you physically, it's all that stress as well. And also, if there's a concern about the medication either not working or causing alarming side effects that you've never experienced before, I would talk to the doctor about that. Because there's no reason to suffer that way.
That's true. Well, one of them was a steroid that I didn't know that I was getting with my chemo, and so I had them stop it, but I think it kind of threw me off for a little bit. I guess it just takes time to get out of your system. So they know about that, but just been having a little bit of a rough time.
But definitely up the self-care routine, because that's really what's going to help you get through right now. because the doctors are doing what they can, and now you have to take care of yourself as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense, and I'm doing my best. Some days it's better than others. Yeah. I've been walking more and getting out.
Well, that's all we can do with our best.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you very much.
And acknowledge that you're doing your best you can right now.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay. I know you have another caller, so thank you for listening to me and for the advice.
Thank you for calling and take care of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Okay.
Okay, Jessica, you have two calls in the queue. Your next call is 856, and then after that is 404, and you have 8 minutes left of show time. 856.
Hi, Jessica. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. How are you? What can I do for you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. I was just wondering if you can pick up reconnection with a friend of mine from my past or work. Either one, whatever is easiest for you.
Is your friend still living?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to know about this person?
Reconnecting.
As far as whether you will reconnect with this person?
Yes.
I do feel that this person, there is a distance between you?
Yes, we're in two different countries.
And I do feel that it's not that there's any it's not that you don't get along with him or anything. I feel that you're not only in two different countries, but in two different places in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I don't feel that there is a connection right now. But that doesn't mean that there won't be. It just means that that's the energy right now.
Okay.
And it could also mean that there's an opportunity to connect with someone who is not only closer to you in distance, but in a similar place in their lives. Does that make sense?
Yes. It does.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. That was interesting that you said. No, I'm not saying that you were wrong or anything, that if he's still alive. Yeah, as far as I know, he is. I'll kill him first.
Oh, no.
Cool, I appreciate it. I know you have another caller. Appreciate your time, and have a good rest of the week.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is 404. 404, you are on the air.
Hello?
Four zero four, you're on the air. Hello?
Maybe not.
They're showing that they're live on the air, but I don't know if maybe they put you on hold, or I can try to hold on a moment. Try to get them back on again. 404, you're on the air. And it doesn't seem that they either hear us or that we can hear them. Maybe they have their phone on mute or something.
Oh, okay.
But they're still hanging on there, so I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
Hello, 404, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. I was calling to see if I had any messages.
What in particular would you like to know?
It seems that now that caller has completely dropped.
Okay.
You have about 2 minutes of live time left if you want to wait to see if they dial back in.
Okay.
And that is the last
question. Okay. If you'd like to dial back in, then we have about 2 minutes left. If not, then I guess we'll go ahead and end it for today. My name is Jessica Sisko. I can be found at spiritualreadingsnj.com. And thank you all for listening and calling in. And have a great day and take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye-bye.